Joe, congratulations on the victory. What's your summary of that game?
We're just hugely delighted to pick up a win. As we all know, we've had four games now where we haven't won. And in some of those games, particularly the last two, we haven't deserved to lose. But the fact is that we had, and we needed to stop that, ASAP. So coming in tonight, there was one objective, really, and that was to win and get through.
What impressed you about the performance?
I think just the work rate and the attitude of the group was pretty, you know, pretty phenomenal, really. That's not to say that the work rate and attitude of the crew from the previous games hasn't been. But I must say, it's always a case once you score the first goal, and if you manage to get one up, you don't have to bring your defending and your the work rate into play, because naturally it's something to hold on to. And once you have something to hold on to, then you know there's an extra percent or 2%, and that was visible to see.
The goal itself was really well worked. What a great assist from Cal Naismith.
That's right, yeah, and he's been looking to get back into the team as much as he can, and he's put in a very, very hard-working performance tonight. And, of course, we know he can create and score goals, and he did create it. It was great to see Curtis Main, you know, nice sort of side-foot tapping for him, because he's had some poor luck, really. He played well at Gillingham a couple of weeks ago, and then it was his first appearance tonight, so we've been waiting for him to come back. So really pleased for Cal with the assist and Curtis to score.
Ricky Holmes coming off of Charlton, as you might expect, certainly gave them a bit of attacking impetus, and you're on the back foot for that final 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, well, they have. It's a bit like us. We picked a strong team. They picked a strong team as well, and they've been going very well in the league, and will be one of the favourites to go up. And the very fact that they brought on Ricky Holmes was due to, they, you know, didn't want to lose either. And yeah, of course, he's a good player. Obviously, he was at this club as well, I believe, a number of years ago, and he's gone on to do some good things, and in the league game coming up, we're going to have to watch him.
You had some selection dilemmas. You look particularly at the centre halves. There's not a huge amount of options when you want to rest Burgess and Clark.
There isn't, that's right. And so, but having said that, I thought they were very solid, weren't they? Ollie Hawkins, now it's the second game he's played at centre half, and he's looked very, very solid. And Nathan Thompson, you know, he is an out and out defender, whether he's played as a right back in a four or whether he's played as a three man defence. You know, he's a defender. But I thought the pair of them complemented each other very well. Ollie, very good in the air, and Nathan sort of reading things and intercepting and sweeping up behind him. I thought it looked quite a decent pair, actually. So with Burgess and Clark, they've made them positions really their own. They're very, very solid pairing, very good players. But yeah, Ollie's proven he can do both, a bit of both.
Have you now got some selection decisions to think about with Nathan's performance? And we obviously know either Main or Rose is likely to come in on Saturday with the suspension.
Yeah, that's right, because obviously there's two lads now missing, so some of these lads... Put it this way, I think everyone tonight has put themselves up for a selection for Blackpool, and I think that is a really good thing, and I'm really pleased, especially for some of the lads who would have played a lot last season, haven't played a lot so far this season. They have played, maybe not recently. So, yeah, it's going to be a good headache for Kenny to pick the right team. So, you know, I think there's some good options.
Just a final couple. Firstly, Brett Pittman pulling out of the bench with the knee in the warm-up.
Yeah,
what happened there?
Not quite sure. Just come up to me during the warm-up and said, look, my knee's a bit sore. It's clicking a bit. So the physio thought it was, after checking him out, thought it would be right just to take him out of the game for this evening. But we don't know if there's any minor or major... I'm sure it's going to settle down. It was a bit of a no-risk situation, so I'm pretty sure Brett's going to be okay. Pretty hope so as well.
And just lastly, did you need that after that run of four defeats?
Yes, we did, yes.
Brilliant, Joe. Thank you for your time.